I saw the reaction here as this was going. I mean, Dahani's got a heck of a story to tell. I mean, you talk about character and characters, Tom.
Well, this guy and his life. Yeah, I think we had more than a Renaissance man there. He's a philosopher as well. I think we can add that. But I was inspired just listening to this man.
I didn't know how to go stronger than Renaissance man, but yeah, I mean, if I could have thought of anything stronger, I would have gone with it. But man, he's got so many things.
Yeah, I mean, you see a man who's definitely inspired by, and he mentioned it many times, not just the exciting things, but the tough things. He's all found a way to turn those into positives. And personally, I think that's a way of exercising your own passion. I find it very inspiring. And he's another boy in Ohio here that's going to be on your show.
He is. And, you know, and speaking of that, I mean, the real acid test, you know, we've got his websites linked here tonight on our rundown at thefdhlounge.com. A perfect example would be, I'm sure my dad sitting at home listening to this now, if he clicked on it here, notwithstanding noticing the fact that Dahani Jones went to Michigan, I'll bet my dad still thinks he's a good guy, because my dad's the ultimate Buckeye. So my dad is probably even overlooking the fact that Dahani's a Wolverine. That's how great of a guy Dahani Jones is. But I wanted to circle back around here. We were talking about some of the things with your book here, some of the things people were able to get out of this here. And one of the things that it strikes me about your book is, again, I can identify with this personally. I think a lot of times maybe people take this as being arrogant when I say this about my own perspective, but I'm somebody that prefers the notion of awareness to faith. I don't really describe myself that much as a man of faith, because I think people tend to conflate that, unfortunately, with blind faith. I think it's more so awareness of how things really operate. I think it's having your eyes open and understanding that and feeling this in here. And that's what I was getting from you, because, again, and you did not proselytize, you know, overtly in this book. There is, you know, nobody out there needs to, you know, believe that, you know, it's heavy-handed. There's nothing heavy-handed about this, and yet it comes across perfectly. I see that in you, that same sense that I think that I have here of awareness. This is how things operate. This is the way that things are.
Well, thanks, Rick. I guess this is a night for philosophers then, too. I mean, again, you put the nail on the head. It is a journey. Mm-hmm. And life is about learning. And it's from, you know, as Dahani said, I mean, it's learning from the tough things, too. All of these things go together to make us who we are and bring us back through tough times. This book, as I said, I don't know if I could write another thing like this again. I would hope that I have more of my life to go and more lessons to learn. But this came out of all the most important, wonderful things in my life and also the most difficult things in my life. But it all goes into making up a journey, and it all goes into making up the story of a life. That's something I think we all have in common. The key is, I think, at least as far as my learning has gone, is what do we make of those things and how do we use them? I mean, we've just heard from a man who has obviously gone through many diverse mm-hmm. things, many wonderful things, but a lot of very stressful and tough things too. And he's learned to see it in a positive way and help it carry him forward to new things. And he's contained his passion and he's developed a very inspiring way of telling these things. That's how I see life now, too. It's a lesson.
Well, it's really interesting, too, to hear you or to read in the book and to get the sense from you in person, too, of what Ziggy as a three-dimensional creation means to you. Because I have to say, too, and this might be taken as kind of a weird point of comparison by part of our audience, but anybody that listens to the show on a regular basis can probably relate to what I'm about to say. We've had on the show some people from the world, past and present, of professional wrestling. And to hear them talk about their characters, it's really interesting. We had on George the Animal Steel about 2 weeks ago, and he said some things about his character and the evolution of it, really, that were almost kind of poignant for a guy who played, you know, kind of a comedy character for a good part of his career. I mean, that's the thing that I think people don't necessarily understand about, you know, some of the creative people in life, such as yourself, that these things can be almost like a three-dimensional flesh and blood embodiment to you.
Well, you know, and again, I guess I'll draw a reference to what Dahani just said when you were talking about the reality show, mm-hmm. You know, which some might argue whether reality shows are reality at all or not because of the medium. But he immediately responded and saying, as long as you're out there being the true person you are, staying true to your character, people are going to find find something very inspiring, they're going to relate to that because it is real. You can't fake true character, and it has to come from inside you. Those are the characters that we care most about, and the characters I know from my own experience that I care most about are the ones I can empathize with and relate to. They're reflections of who we know we truly are. And that's what inspires passion in us, and that's what that passion inspires others and inspires passion in other people. To me, the key here is it a real character or a true character? Are we being who people expect us to be? Or are we basically being who we truly are? And again, you can't fake truth when it comes to your characters. It's what gets us through and carries us through life because it's us. It's the real us.
It really is. And when you speak of characters plural, what a great segue here too. Character matters, which has been an interesting almost result of your evolution with Ziggy, with your creative career over time here. Talk about that and what you're doing with Character Matters Sure. on a regular basis here, helping to bring that to new audiences in new ways.
Well, I'd love to, because I do talk a lot about passion, and it comes from character. Two of my great passions are character development, but also licensing. And Character Matters is a business I started a few years back, which develops characters, spokes characters for businesses and brands and nonprofits. And it's essentially my philosophy is basically come out of my own learning is to really reach people. If you have a spokes character, to you want to develop something, it has to come from who you truly are, whether it's as a business, a nonprofit, an organization. What is it that inspired the passion in you to carry through and create this business? You get to that point, you find that, and you use that to speak for you to other people and inspire them. Because, again, as I say, you can't fake that. So Character Matters is a business that develops characters based on the true character of any business or brand. And it combines all of my great passions and all of my experience. And I love doing it.
Well, it's something I'm sure that the audience of this show can really relate to, because a couple of the core things that we stand for here, one would be intellectual curiosity, because we love to jump off from subject to subject as we're kind of getting tonight. Tonight's a pretty good microcosm, I guess, of that. With everything we're doing, but also just, you know, and we're not proselytizing on this show either, but just basically a good positivity as well here too. And there's a positivity that comes out of this, I think, with these characters and with a creative vision and how you get this across to people. I think it comes across in a good and a healthy way to people, and that's something I'm sure they can relate to and appreciate.
Well, thank you. I think so. And again, everything comes from a true place and a true character. Ziggy is a great communicator because he's very simple, but he's very true to the character that he represents. I couldn't do Ziggy. I couldn't be continuing to do Ziggy for so many decades unless I really knew the character himself. And essentially, he becomes his editor. He becomes the storyteller. Ziggy decides what works for him. He has a very gentle, simple humor. But as long as I stay true to that, I'm staying true to the character that people have come to love and essentially make an iconic character after many, many decades here.
And it is a character, again, that has meant so much to so many people over the years. And I have something. This is just one of the odd coincidences of this show. We've had occasion to almost kind of make this a stock question here, because we've had a number of folks on this show who have been second-generation people that have been able to follow in their father's footsteps, whether it be Kenny Albert, Chip Carey, Jeremy Schaff. This is almost a recurring thing. But I'd like to ask you what it's like, the positive feelings you get, because I'm sure people come up to you all the time when they get talking about Ziggy and talking about everything that your dad put into this and everything that your dad did in the earlier days with this, the first part of the career of Ziggy. Mm-hmm. It's got to be really great and really special to you to feel that what your father, who meant so much to you, the joy that he was able to bring into people's lives. I think a lot of people would envy you on how great that must make you feel.
Well, he is my greatest superhero. And one thing he always said to me was, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, essentially. Dad loved this. He loved this character. He loved creating. I love my dad. I love this character, and I love to create as well. So to me, I'm passionate because it isn't work to me. It is a blessing that I have, and it's a labor of love.
It is absolutely a tremendous thing here, and it just, does it ever feel surreal to you just walking somewhere and seeing Ziggy? It has to, because, I mean, ever since we got you booked, it's been weird for me. I was walking through an office last week, and ironically, a couple blocks from here, and I saw a comic strip with you know, Ziggy on somebody's door. I just, wow, that guy's going to be in studio with us next week. I mean, how weird is it for you? You're the guy drawing the thing.
Well, any cartoonist will tell you, I mean, all hype aside, when we go into an office, a doctor's office, somebody's cubicle, somewhere, anywhere, if somebody cares enough to cut something out and put it in their personal space, that's the greatest compliment to a cartoonist. I've heard that from all my cartoonist friends and associates. To probably the most shocking thing is walking through Times Square and seeing Ziggy right up in the middle of Times Square on a 50-foot billboard, where he was up there for 3 months for advertising the book Zigzagging, which just came out. Things are larger in life in you know, to us, but to actually see something larger in life all of a sudden visually, it can take you by surprise.